We've got the Rays and the Orioles. We've also got some heavy, heavy rain. Not to fear, though, that would clear up. We'll take it to the top of the first. Dylan Bundy facing Evan Longoria.
Runner goes, pitches, hit on the ground, through the right side. Throw is not in time, and the Rays take the lead. Boy, what a trip around the bases. The shot back into deep center. Jones will look up. That baby's gone. Home run for Logan Morrison. Two-run blast, his 23rd home run. 3-2, and there's a drive way back into right field and gone. Another home run for Logan Morrison, and he makes it a 4-1 game. There's a high shot back into center field. This one is going to get out of here. Deep back into the bullpen. Back-to-back home runs.
Pitch. Here's a swing and a drive. Deep left center field. Look out in the Rays bullpen. It's a three-run home run by Wilson Ramos.
10-3 Rays would be your final. The Rays now have 23 home runs in their last 12 games. Morrison now has a career high with 24. Jake Odorizzi gets the win, improving to 5-3. He goes 5 innings, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. Logan Morrison goes 2-for-3 with 2 home runs in the Tampa Bay Rays 10-3 victory over the Baltimore Orioles on Saturday. Here's what Morrison had to say.
It's good. We went through a little rough patch there in Pittsburgh in the first game here, but it's always good to put up 10 and give our pitchers a little breathing room, and today that's what we did. We got it early and often and kept it going.
A new career high for you, your 24th home run you hit of the season. How do you best describe your success at the plate?
I don't know. It's been amazing this year. Just grinding through a lot of stuff, injuries, and came up and was supposed to be the next best thing or whatever, and for whatever reason didn't work out, and just thankful for the Rays for giving me an opportunity, but no one else would, and happy that I'm making them look really smart.
Yeah, you say that. So how much were you playing with a chip on your shoulder this year?
Definitely. I mean, but that's every year. You try to when you're in the minor leagues, you try to separate from the prospects, and then when you get to the big leagues, you try to separate from, the best of the best, and you just want to be the best player you can be, and it's a lot of work, a lot of mental toughness that you got to go through, and it takes a lot of experience, and let's keep it going.
Your second home run you hit it out to Utah Street. It was the 91st homer to ever get hit out there. You will get a plaque. What do you think about having a plaque and making some history?
That's pretty cool. Like I said, I never, thought about anything like that, but to be a part of this ballpark for the rest of his existence is pretty cool.
And with the opportunity to sweep the Orioles tomorrow, Alex Cobb is on the mound. How do you like the sound of that?
Love it. Love it. Hopefully he can go out there and give us a bunch of zeros. We're going to go out there and score a lot of runs for him, so we'll see what happens.
Kevin Cash and the Rays come out way on top against the Orioles on Saturday as they win 10-3. Here's Cash on the victory.
Great win. It's kind of nice to not have a nail biter here, back and forth game. The offense poured it on. Obviously, the offense was really good, hit some home runs, but there were a couple things. Charlie Send in the first there to get Malik there, that was huge. And Steven Souza busting it down the line to avoid a double play to allow Wilson to come up there to hit the three-run homer was also big. Lomo's hits were just as big, but when we can do those little things to allow the inning to extend, this offense is capable of a lot of big things. As far as Odo's concerned, he battled, he grinded. I know he's probably sick of me saying that after his starts, but give him some credit. I mean, both pitchers, I mean, when you're talking about 100 pitches or roughly there at the four-inning mark, there's and the heat and all those circumstances, it wasn't easy for him. But, until the last inning, he was giving up, 3 hits, 1 run. He grinded through it. He just kind of death by foul ball with his pitch count driven up so high. But gave us enough to get us the win. Erasmo came in, really picked up the bullpen with his 3 innings of work, and then Kolarik to finish it off.
after a quiet series in Pittsburgh, how nice was it to see your team just swinging the bat so well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it started from last night when Souza hit the big three-run homer, Hetch and Souza's big RBIs, and it just carried over in today. I mean, Pittsburgh did a good job pitching to us. Our bats went quiet a little bit, but we got a lot of confidence in our lineup. They're not going to be quiet too long because there's just a bunch of dangerous hitters in the lineup.
A new career high for Logan Morrison. That was his second home run, made it his 24th homer of the season. What has it been like just getting to watch him and the way he's playing, and it's only July 1st?
Yeah, I mean, he's having a special season, without a doubt. Would love to see him get in the All-Star game, that's for sure. But Lomo does everything, you know, offensively, probably above and beyond. But the way he plays the game, you know, he busts it down the line when he hits a ground ball. He's going after pop-ups everywhere. He's just a baseball player. He's a gamer, and he wants to win as bad as anybody on our team right now.
And, Kevin, even late in this one, when you have such a big lead, what did you like about the way your team continued to play hard?
Well, I think we all have learned in the past that you got to get as many as you can in this ballpark against this team, because any given moment they get a couple guys on, they're very capable of hitting the ball out of the ballpark and changing the score and getting it tighter. So it was great that we found a way to get those add-on runs.
You mentioned a little thing. You put Peterson's 15-pitch at bat in there, too.
Yeah, I should have said that. It was a 15 or 16, whatever it was. Yeah, it just, you know, he didn't score. Nothing happened of it, but it was an inning's worth of pitches to get Bundy out of the game.
No, sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
When you re-signed Lomo, you guys thought he had a little more in him than you got last year because of the injuries or something.
Yep.
Has this exceeded?
I don't think you ever plan for a guy in the offseason and say he's going to have 24, 25 home runs at the break. So, yes, I mean, I've heard a long time ago that anytime it's unfair to the player to pencil a guy in for 30 home runs, even if he's a 30 home run hitter. But what Lomo has done has been really special, and hopefully he continues to exceed.
Bundy pitched well against you guys in his last outing. What adjustments did you make against him this time around?
I'm not sure if there was a major approach change. It looked like, you know, left some balls up that we were able to get the barrel to today. He had a pretty good changeup working, but I thought the guys laid off some pitches that maybe we chased earlier in the first start a week ago or so.
We talked before the game about if maybe last night's game would give you guys some momentum to get on a roll.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's a good step. I mean, we got to come in and play well tomorrow. We've got an opportunity to put together a really good series here, and no concern whatsoever. I know the guys will come in and compete like they've done all year. So, but we definitely want to get on a roll. We want to get on a roll going into the break.
Yeah, this gives you that launching pad, maybe.
Yep.
You took Dickerson out. Was there any reason?
No, just off get him. Yeah, yeah.
And anything new on Beck?
No, I think Beck's doing a little bit better. It'll probably be a morning decision, but I think he felt better, felt some improvement.
Hey, Wilson Ramos back to hit.
Yeah, hits him far.
Went into your bullpen, I think.
Yeah, he's – and we've yet to see him get into one like he's capable of.
Okay.
Hey, what do you think about Logan Morrison making history? He's the 91st homer on Utah Street.
Really? You know what? When he hit the ball, we all sat there and we were amazed at how far he went. But then you sit there and realize that people have hit the ball off the warehouse before. I mean, Lomo's was impressive, but I think Griffey hit it off the warehouse at the All-Star game. So pretty impressive stat, feat, whatever you want to call it.
Sunday, Alex Cobb takes the hill for the Rays. He'll square off against the Orioles' Kevin Gausman.